Left Out in the Doghouse. I'm Robin. I'm the host of Roots and Berries. Fun Drive is officially over, but if you missed your opportunity, you can still donate at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and get into the club to be one of radio's best friends for 2024.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, this is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be. And right now, it's a kind of sad place to be. I'm recording my show on Wednesday, the day after the election results came in, and we see that democracy took a toll in the U.S. I am today, however, I'm going to be expressing gratitude to the people who supported our show doing Fun Drive. Grateful for the people who supported my show and all the other CJSF shows through Fun Drive, helping us reach the total that we need. You know, it costs $635 per day. And Jesse, can you share a little bit of how we came, how we fared in Fun Drive?
Sure, yeah. As of the time of recording, we had just crossed $7,000 out of our goal for $10,000, which, you know, we didn't quite hit it, but donations continue to come in over the next week or so. We hope they have historically. But it's also a good reminder that if you haven't got your donation in yet, you still can at cjsffundrive.ca. Or you can give the station a call at 778-782-2573.
That's a lot of sevens. Tell us those sevens again, Jesse.
Sure. 778-782-2573.
As I said at the beginning, today I have a heavy heart. You're going to be hearing this on Friday. I'm recording on Wednesday. Last night, people were calling me friends in the U.S., 3:30 in the morning, all times of morning, and I'm just astounded to think that there could be such a large number of people that would vote for something that means an end to many democratic practices, different freedoms that we have, hugely troublesome deportation of people. So you've heard me do poems as Sister C. I have done what's called word beat poems, speaking to different issues. So I'm going to share four of them with you right now, and we will have some commentary, maybe some time to wipe up tears. But I'm thankful for you as an audience, and I'm thankful for you to just continue to hear and be available to work intergenerationally, work across countries, work across, I've got these different hyphenated things that I am between Black, Indigenous, Canadian, American, etc. But really, in the end, we are all one. And if we don't all one find ways to not only speak truth to power and support each other, the world won't be a very happy place. So without further ado, I'm going to share some of my early word boot poems, and we'll have a little chat and then come back, and I'll show you. We're going to share another way that our listeners have been able to take advantage of one of the things this station does, which is air. We air excerpts from works. We air information about coming up shows like Transform. We are going to be sharing some readings from one of our oldest and most frequent callers, Neil Ryan. So without further ado, we're going to go in to say, hey, you can't have my son.
Hey, man, you can't have my son. No, 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 no. He's not about to run game for you. grabbing purses on bikes, standing lookout at your drug sites. None of that. Hey, man, you can't have my son. Hey, man, you can't have my son. No, 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 no. I didn't bring him into the world for all that. He's not about to run up and down your court system. Not after I ran him all over town looking for a job. Until he ran into your roadblocks. It's not my problem how many boys you're supposed to bag and send to juvenile hall. This one ain't going. Hey man, you can't have my son. Son, not this one nor the other one. Not after you didn't give one care about whether they ate, whether they had books, whether they had school clothes. You can't sit on the 50-yard line and grab them for a touchdown. Hey man, you can't have my sons. Bother trying to drag them in. I have nursed them too long, prayed over them too strong, worked too many days and too many nights, loving them with a protective bond to just give them over to you. In fact, you can't have my sons unless you cross my dead body to take them. Today. She cannot come out to play with you. She is in seclusion. She is ridding herself of delusions. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She is about her mother's work. She is about her father's work. She is about the work left unfinished by her grandmother. She is about the work being replenished for her grandfather. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She cannot come out to play with you. When last she played with you, she skinned her knee, broke her tooth, ripped her Sunday dress. Today she's making amends and amens. Girding her loins for ultimate peace, a protracted war. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She's learning about serenity today. She's rekindling the fires in the house today. She's reading her Bible and soaring with Esther today. Like Vashti, she's in her room today. Like Vashti, she finds seclusion better than the company of a foolish king who only seeks indie beauty. My daughter cannot come out to play today. Thank you.
was You Can't Have My Son, and then My Daughter Can't Come Out to Play, both from the record From Pillows to Pillars by your own Charlotte Sista C. Farrell here on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon.
And just thinking of the times that I did those poems at spoken word cafes, even at some, I've done this poetry at a maximum security boys prison, but it seemed like with the things both in Canada, U.S., that democracy was flowing along, beautiful things were happening, and then we find ourselves right now at systems that have, that women can be arrested for making contrary decisions about their bodies. Some of these children that people are forced to take care of and are not able to will end up in a juvenile justice system that we find rents kids out or sells child labor. So we have to really have new conversations with each other. And that's been so much time sending flowers or jokes on social media. But to look at how do we operate a democracy where our children are free in a place where one of the largest countries in the world has decided that they will allow many of its tenants to be taken down. So we're going to go on to a more hopeful note and let you see another thing that we are grateful for. What's one of the things that we've experienced with some of our listeners? Well, with taking us seriously from coming on and maybe being interviewed about a book to saying, hey, I'd like to learn how to do that, getting involved in a volunteer program. And then like this one person that has interviewed with you and with me that got so enthused by the response he got when he read from his book. He took a case of books and drove across Canada and the U.S., selling them.
Yeah, you're talking, of course, about Neil Ryan, the inimitable Neil, who, yeah, like Sista C has said, really got motivated or had a bit of a fire lit under him, you know, maybe not solely because of his appearances on this program, but, you know, it certainly influenced him, gave him that little bit of a push to realize that he could share his work and that there were people who were interested in hearing it and that he just had to find those people. And I think, I don't know, there's something, you know, you had talked about, we opened talking about gratitude and talking about gratitude for people who support this show. And that means people like you out there just listening, people who have donated a, you know, people who come into the station and help out, all sorts of people support the show. We talk about that gratitude, and then you're going to pivot to something more hopeful. And I just think that there is such a connection there between gratitude and hope, mm-hmm. right? And that even in, you know, today when it kind of seems like the lowest of lows and the, you know, a terminal blow for American democracy or whatever, that you know, maybe being able to express gratitude for the things that we do have, and for what remains, that can help us find the hope to move forward and help us prioritize, you know, what we care most about and build hope around those things.
Right. So we're going to hear some of Neil's work.
Sure. Which poem did you want me to read?
It's only a dollar.
Okay, sure.
And, it, you know, listen closely to this poem and think of the times that you say no to someone when they're offering you something that's only a dollar. We right here are in the same building, 312 Main, that's CJSF's downtown Vancouver office. We're in a place where the Megaphone newspaper is a street paper. Is published, where people come in, learn, and get licensed to sell the paper. We've had guests from Megaphone on. So that's one of the other things that is different from mainstream radio. You take a sample over, even sometimes bringing their flyers, they make it so hard to do a public service announcement. And we have several that are downtown the crawl, Eastside Van crawl, a transformation, just about everything. The museum, when it reopened, we support each other. It's a two-way street. And so, speaking of street, we'll get back on the boulevard, where Jesse's going to read a couple of Neil's poems.
This is It's Only a Dollar by Neil Ryan. It's only a dollar. He tossed the words out as he passed me by. It took a millisecond to cross space between us, as if he had thrown them at me. He tossed the words out, draped in disdain, as if he was throwing something away along with the words. It's only a dollar. The meta message and body language conveyed his scorn for such lowly money. He was young and healthy, had a job, and contempt for the unimportant. I had just passed two beggars sitting on the sidewalk, around the corner on 6th Street. One with a hat on the sidewalk asking for spare change. The speaker may have noticed the beggars or may not have, but he needed to look at the beggar man who was offering his passerby a gift. He was offering the opportunity to feel compassion, not by giving him or her money, but the opportunity to recognize the humanity in the beggar man. He or she has been loved as somebody's child, somebody's lover, somebody's parent, who have been defeated some way, some when, somehow. They are not broken people, but have taken on the role of a beggar offering a gift. The gift of an opportunity to experience compassion for the wounds we all carry, and have compassion for our own humanity. Let's not pretend we wish it not so, but we all need compassion for the wounds we carry. For to be human is to have been hurt some way, some when, somehow, by life itself. The beggar needs to be thanked for taking on this difficult role in this lifetime, thereby giving us the opportunity to learn compassion for ourselves. And that's a bargain. After all, it's only a dollar.
Thinking about compassion for ourselves, I have a poem that I'm going to share. Again, one of the word beat poems called Crooklyn. Because sometimes we see movies and we just think it's a movie. But it's interesting, you know, things to bring back. sitting around in a living room or at a coffee shop and talking about what the artist had in mind. Neil, within that poem, was having people think about the times that you might, like I see some people do to the people from Megaphone. They'll say it's only $2, and it's a full-color publication. It's gone up to $5 now, but still, it's a beautiful full-color publication. And in saying it's only $5, people will say no, and then go into a drugstore and buy a $9 bag of candy. or other things. So some people have heard there was a movie called Crooklyn. We're going to play a word beat poem that I wrote called Crooklyn.
Why don't you tell us about Crooklyn, Sister C?
You know, Brother Al, Sister Allie, Crooklyn just lifted the skirts. Crooklyn lifted the skirts on a calamity that's causing casualties today. Causing casualties today among black women and men in much greater numbers than the era Spike cradled his movie in. Crooklyn lifts the skirts on a calamity causing black women to prematurely depart from this earth, from families and friends, and this very earth.
Crooklyn lifts the skirts on a calamity causing black men to hastily depart from families, friends, and this bitter earth. The calamity is the casual escalation of uncontrolled stress that causes blood vessels to burst, that causes tumors to tear, that causes tempers to tighten, all reducing people to paper. Paper in funeral parlors, paper in federal dollars, paper that causes children to holler.
The calamity is the casual escalation of unresolved stress that gets feet to stepping, gets fists to flying, gets tongues to twisting, twisting humanity away to dung heaps.
The calamity is the casual escalation of undelivered dreams that sends souls into desolation, that sends families into dissolution, that sends children into desertion.
Quickly lifted the skirts on a social phenomenon that allows people to see it and just see a movie.
Brooklyn lifted the skirts on a social phenomenon that allows some people to see it and just see cruelty in a dog being crushed and miss the cruelty of a man's dreams being crushed.
Brooklyn lifts the skirts on America's madness, mythical freedom for all, with miles of red tape and white barriers that read, our way or no way.
Brooklyn lifts the skirts on African Americans' alienations from games of mind over matter, hopscotch over hops and malt, hand clapping over gang banging, family trips over drug trips.
Yes. Brooklyn just plain old lifted the skirts on activities needing our action, concepts needing our concentration, feelings needing our faith and fellowship. Brooklyn just plain old lifted the skirts, y'all.
Oh, Josie.
Be not in despair. Just be aware that in this particular piece, I was focusing on and speaking to the African-American community, but this same thing is true in other communities, among other populations. In fact, the Saluwa show, Saluwa stands for We Speak Up, so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. We have been doing intergenerational health. We're looking at the things that cause illness. And across what people call minority communities, there are similar things related to stress, but then there are people that are very wealthy who are dealing with stress. One of the things that we have had as guests is an organization called Eco Wisdom, and they are sharing between age groups, between populations, between people who may be highly educated, well-positioned in work, but experiencing extreme pain or experiencing challenges with their speech, and not finding the society as a whole being receptive, the systems that are set up. For example, the citizenship application form that people have to fill out. I was at a community center yesterday watching someone trying to help, and everything, you had to upload a lot of things. Well, if you have a tremor in your fingers, or if you have not necessarily blind, but if you have an impediment, don't see perfectly, it's hard to see the information. And so there are times that this system would just stop, and it would say you missed something, but it wouldn't let you ask a question of a human being. Person would have to keep trying and trying and trying. It's very inaccessible form. And many of the centers that have this form that are helping people with it have said, too, that there isn't just a human being that you can connect with and get the help that you need with the form. And it's not just them. My personal bank, I work with another group of seniors who are doing a project of calling their bank and asking them if they can just put a hot button, like Instacart and some other places have a hot button. When you dial into it or open the site, it's a little box right up in the corner that says, if you're a senior or you're disabled, push this button, and you get a person, and you can quickly get things done. Others with these 2- and 3-level identification keeps many people from getting what they need to have done. And as well, it's worrisome because some of the programs that are just gathering people's information have got their own identification system. So I think this is something, when I say there are things we need to talk about on Saluwa, we are going to be working with Megaphone to sometimes have 5 minutes of hot news that things that relate to people across the streets. We're going to do more to make sure that it's not a you-them, that they're very here at 312 Main with so many organizations in the building. We hear a lot of things people are working toward doing, but people that don't live in the downtown Eastside area aren't aware of. They are if they read the magazine. But really to have something so that people don't just see news as a they, us, them, but to look at it as things that are happening on the streets, things that are happening in high rises, things that are happening in the interior, that all these things are things of importance to us all. So I just am putting in that pitch, and I'm going to share one of the things that Ecowisdom, I mentioned Ecowisdom. This is an organization that shares healing insights from a mindfulness, neuroscience, and forest medicine perspective. When I first heard of forest bathing, I was thinking, oh, these people go out and take a bath in the forest. But Shinrin Yoku, translated into English as forest bathing, is a Japanese term used to describe the practice of spending time in nature for the purpose of improving or maintaining well-being. It often involves moving slowly, breathing deeply, and connecting to nature through all the senses. About 25% of the Japanese population regularly engages in this practice. Now, we have research and an upcoming and some of the older appearances that people from Ecowisdom have made, we find that there's research that actually shows improvements in blood pressure, improvement in diet, improvement in just insight, mindfulness. And one mindfulness practice that I've borrowed from this group and from being involved with both 411 Seniors and with Ecowisdom is to offer a workshop called Write Your Heart More Love and Cheer. And if we talk about being more loving to the world, a lot of people don't think about it. I didn't even think about it for a while. You have to love yourself. So writing poetry is one of the ways that you can develop more a tender spot, a comfort spot within yourself where you don't need a drink of something else that has comfort in the name. But you can hear about periodically, as I said, Ecowisdom has a program and shares some of the tips, shares particular practices like taking a walk in nature and just feeling the trees, feeling the messages, feeling the sentiment that's there. And then writing out in nature. I was challenged to do that at the beginning of the year, and I've actually written 50 poems from sitting next to a tree or sitting by the beach, and it has made me feel wonderfully lighter or more resilient on these hard days where we have these things like the bad news about what's happening. So I am going to, Jesse's going to give us another insight on what's happening, and we're going to play the word beat poem Despair, because despair is not what you think. Despair can make you feel very ill, so that will be my next to closing in. You know, every week I say at the end of my show, I see you again next week at 10, but when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time. So we're going to hear about despair. Maybe get some ending commentary from Jesse, and then we will be knowing that it is always love time, poem time.
Despair. Despair. This is dedicated to anyone who's had to drag someone out of despair. Despair just ain't what you think. It's not the rocky road with no handholds. It's not the fiery pit with skull and crossbones. Despair just ain't what you think. Despair is a glorious satin pillow. It's all red and gold with tassels and bells to attract you. It's got scented incense, fragrances to seduce you. Despair is so welcoming.